Welcome back to the Jukebox. We are heading to Oakville next. The Oakville Center for the Performing Arts is one of those great multi-use facility venues around since 1977. It allows its residents to immerse themselves in the world of dance, music, storytelling, theater. And I have a very special guest on the line. Dania Gonzalez is an 11th grader at White Oaks Secondary School. She plays violin and piano and is a concertmaster for the Oakville Symphony Youth Orchestra. She is getting ready for an upcoming performance at the Oakville Center for the Performing Arts, taking place very soon. That's March 24th. Dania, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Hi, Mr. Daniel. Thank you so much for having me here.
Wonderful to have you. Tell us a little bit about your journey in music. When did you pick up both instruments, violin and piano? What's the experience been like?
Yeah, so I actually began with piano at the age of 4, and then I actually picked up violin later on when I was 8.
4 years of age. Wow. What prompted you to take it up so early? That's did you already know how to read and write before that?
Oddly enough, when I was 4, it's like I kind of began with theory classes before I started learning piano.
Okay.
So my teacher kind of taught me the basics before I hopped on the instrument.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So what has it been like? The piano was not enough for you, so you had to take up an additional instrument.
Yeah. I went to a summer camp actually once, and I got to try out a violin. And then, you know, I really asked my parents, and they said, you know, pick one. Which instrument do you like better? And I asked them, you know, let me continue both. I love the both of them so much.
Very inspiring. Very inspiring. Two challenging instruments in their own special ways. I remember we always had these discussions in our college years, you know, which instrument is more difficult? Is it the piano or the violin? You know, with the piano, you have 88 keys. With the violin, you only have 4 strings, but you can actually create more sounds with the violin because of all the notes in between.
I think that's a really tough question, because I think when you begin piano, it may seem a little easier because, one, on violin, you do worry about, you know, your intonation, the notes you're hitting, the contact of your bow, and all of that. Yeah. And piano just seems to be hitting keys. But I found that as I progressed in both, piano actually got harder and violin just a little easier.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely more difficult at the beginning for violinists. It's a very awkward hand position. You have to work harder to get a nicer tone. Yeah, what a story. Well, Dania, so nice to have you. Tell us a little bit about this amazing collaboration, because this is not just any ordinary concert. This is a collaboration between two ensembles for a very special 100th anniversary of George Gershwin's iconic work, that's Rhapsody in Blue. Tell us how you got involved in this.
Well, it's not everyday youth orchestras actually have this opportunity to collaborate with each other. It will be the Oakville Symphony Youth Orchestra and the Royal Conservatory of Music's Oscar Peterson Orchestra. And both orchestras have this chance to play together because we actually have the same conductor, Colin Clark. And he's an amazing conductor. And all credit goes to him for making this happen. He's actually the reason both orchestras get this wonderful opportunity.
Terrific. Sounds like a real community leader and a phenomenal musician, inspiring both ensembles. Tell me more about the Oscar Peterson program. It's a very special youth orchestra helping many deserving bright musicians, often from underprivileged, underrepresented communities. What's that experience been like collaborating with this bright next generation of musicians?
Yeah, it's a first-of-a-kind orchestra where finances aren't really a barrier for students who might not otherwise have a chance to play. And actually, last Sunday, I had the chance to rehearse with them.
Yeah.
They're a really nice bunch. They're really nice to rehearse with. I actually went over there because another piece we're playing will be Carlos Gardel's Tango Por Una Cabeza.
Oh, good.
And I think it's a really special piece because the version that was arranged by John Williams for Isaac Perlman is now kind of arranged like a duet for both concertmasters. So I went to rehearse with the other concertmaster, and I got to play the piece with them, and I thought that was a wonderful experience.
And that'll be on the program.
Yes, as well.
Fantastic. That's a very special one. We often get requests for that one. That was In Scent of a Woman, the soundtrack there, Itzhak Perlman performing. Yes, beautiful arrangement. All right, great. Well, tell us why we should go to this concert, March 24th. What else is on the program?
Yeah, so our program also has Bernstein's rendition of Voltaire's Candide, which is a super exciting piece, I can tell you.
Oh, great energy there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. What else?
We'll also be playing Taylor Coleridge's Othello.
Okay.
right now we're still rehearsing, and on March 24th we'll have the concert. And yeah, our heavy hitters will be the Bernstein and Gershwin.
Gershwin, fantastic. Yeah, 1924, that clarinet glissando had its debut for the world.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, I wish you and your team of musicians many inspiring, memorable, collaborative moments together. It sounds like it's going to be quite an event. Check it out, 24th of March. Come support this amazing team of performers. They're going to play their hearts out with these iconic masterworks. It's with the Oakville Symphony Youth Orchestra, where Dania is a concert master, together with the Oscar Peterson program of RCM, two orchestras combining their efforts. Check it out at theoakvillecenter.ca. You can get your tickets there, oakvillecenter.ca. That's 24th of March, 3 p.m. Any final thoughts you'd like to share with us? What's happening in your world?
Well, I'd just like to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to be here and speak with you. You know, I actually grew up listening to this channel all the time, and it means a lot to me that I'm on it today, so thank you.
Absolutely. A pleasure to have you, and good luck with your music journey. I'm so glad you could share some of your backstage efforts with us. Good luck to you, Dania.
Thank you, of course.
I'm sure we'll be talking again. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Let's cue up some Por una cabeza, Carlos Gardel classic here. It's Nicola Benedetti on the violin.